Hey, Scissor Siblings. Come see me headline the Huntington Beach Rec Room Saturday, May 20th. Get tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros.
It's not working down there, you know, so just...
No, I can get it to work.
No. Scissor Brothers!
Oh my goodness! Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I have missed you.
I have missed you.
Give me a hug.
Okay.
Oh,
how are you doing?
Awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna have a fun time.
I'm here with my grandbaby, and I got another boy on the way.
Yeah, you do.
You're still my boy. You're a big boy.
Okay.
How long you been rocking that mullet?
I don't know. It just kind of grew to this.
I'm digging it a lot.
So you like the new hair?
I'm digging it a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I said, how long you been rocking it?
I don't know. How long has it been? A couple months?
Been a
few months.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty long in the back now, too.
I got you something special, too.
Did you?
Yeah, can I give it to you?
Not in front of everybody.
Oh, no. We got to do it like
this. Oh. Don't make me cry. That is so sweet. Thank you. Oh, you're going to get real lucky now. Oh, they smell so good. They're beautiful.
That's for you.
Thanks.
It's your day.
Thank
today.
You. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome my mom to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody. You know how many decades it's been since I was with a boy that I got to run my fingers through their mullet? I am so excited to get my fingers tangled up in that, honey.
Does that take you back to the 80s, Mom?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm feeling pretty young and spry right now.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember the name of any of the guys with mullets that you used to date?
Do I start from A to Z?
So it was the look back then?
Oh, yeah. And it was a hot look.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm really liking it, just like I told you.
So
now, you look so handsome.
With the hair and everything?
You've always been...
Your mom's making me nervous.
What's new? You're always nervous until we're alone. Then you're not nervous anymore.
Yeah, man.
What are you guys doing right now?
You're going to be a grandpa to my son.
How's things going with your girlfriend?
They're doing good. They're doing real good. Yeah.
Things are going good at my house, too, but things can be better for tonight. They don't need to know.
You know how I said that we were filming extra episodes today?
Yeah.
I blocked it off so you and my mom can go.
No. I got to get back, guys.
No. You know.
No. I have to get back there. I have to edit stuff.
You know I'm missing.
You have to edit stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I got nothing but respect for the Watkins.
I know. But when we're alone, I'm your Mrs. Robinson. You love singing that song to me.
No.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have goosebumps.
Really?
You're killing me.
It's not working down there, you know, so just...
No, I can get it to work.
No. No. It's not working. It's
no,
out of commission.
No,
Miss Watkins, it's out of commission.
No, it is.
I guarantee you.
You give me, I don't know, 60 seconds.
No.
He'll be saluting me.
Really?
Yeah.
No. But I don't. It's all respect. It's all respect here.
You're just saying that because we're on doing your little podcast, your little thing now. But
okay.
But I really do have to.
I really do have to go home right after because we have a lot to film today, huh, Jeremiah? Some say love.
No. Original.
Original.
My mom and I are gonna sing you something.
Really?
We are?
Mm-hmm. What? Well, what is going on right now, man?
I have no idea.
Go ahead.
I love my roses. Yeah, thank you so much. I love flowers.
That's yours.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
It's all you.
I know. This could be all you in a little bit. What are we singing, Jeremiah?
I just want you to sing from the heart, Mom. Stevie, I want you to go creamy.
Oh my gosh,
in
yes.
In my mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Please. I want you to be the grandpa to my new son.
And I'll be his nana. And we will take him to the park. And we'll have so much fun. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, Stevie, why won't you go creamy in my mommy? Oh.
Don't be acting like you're shy, 'cause you're just about ready to fly.
Oh, Stevie.
Stevie.
Oh, Stevie. Open up your eyes and be surprised
yeah.
by the love that my mom will give you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
My penis doesn't work. Not trying to be a jerk, but it cannot get hard. My heart has scars, and I don't even own a car. Miss Watkins, I have nothing but respect for your family.
Awesome. You can sing beautiful. But so beautiful. But
stop it.
I don't care about
I don't care about
the scars. And it didn't matter, you don't have a car.
Let's stop it.
We can
stop
still it. Go far.
Stevie,
David.
Why won't you go creamy in my mommy?
It's your mom, dude. Respect.
I am a nana now, Jeremiah. That's about enough.
Yeah.
What do you
Stevie.
Think? Stevie, don't give me an all going again. I'm trying to... settle down.
How you feeling?
Is it hot?
Are you feeling
I'm
good?
Hot.
No, I'm talking about the.
Is the it next hot in here?
You're probably feeling a certain way about Steve.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if it was.
Because I'm freezing right now.
Oh, I'm perspiring.
You are?
Yeah, maybe I just need to take off some clothes.
No, you don't have to do that.
No,
come on.
Just a couple things.
No, you're okay. We're okay here. Let's just do this.
No, let's play a game. I'll take.
You
want
to do a challenge with Steve?
Yeah. This is all planned.
No.
Go ahead.
I have no idea. I'll start with my jacket, and then what are you gonna start with?
No, we're not doing this, man.
Okay. Well then.
You want to do this?
I gotta go.
All right. Okay. Let's.
Wow, you offended her, man.
Okay. We'll do it. I don't want. We'll do it. But maybe not. It was good seeing you.
It was great seeing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, real good seeing you. And you know what? I want to make a compliment to your pizza boats.
Did you get a pizza boat?
She made them last night.
Can I take one home?
Of course.
I love your pizza boats.
And so I'll come home with you and I'll put them in the oven.
I just want, if you have leftovers, that's what I was talking about.
We'll have
leftovers.
A little snack and cuddle and watch a movie.
Yeah, you'll clean her poop deck on the pizza boat.
I'll do what? He'll
Dude,
do what?
You're taking it too far.
I don't even know what that means. What?
He's taking it too far.
Okay.
But
I'll
your
see
pizza
you later.
Boat, your cooking, exceptional.
Thank you.
See?
I love
nothing but
cooking.
Nice compliments.
Do you have any questions for my mom before she goes?
When did Jeremiah start getting a deep voice?
Does he have a deep voice?
I don't think I ever got one, dude.
No.
When did Jeremiah...
He's still in puberty.
Yeah, when did Jeremiah start puberty?
Oh, about six. He's always been a...
And did you... Have you found any...
Oh, what the
Wait, wait,
frick?
Come again?
Pardon?
Yeah. Have you found any crunchy socks?
No, I taught him, honey, you can do that stuff. You need to do that in the shower.
Oh, so he did it in the shower.
Well, I don't know. But I told him that's what he had to do, and he would be in a lot of trouble if I ever found anything crunchy.
Okay, now, did you find any nudie mags under his bed?
No, he always had, like, you know, like Wonder Woman and Catwoman and...
Oh, the burglar!
Yeah.
Keep going!
Oh, no. He just loved all the comics... All the ladies that had hardly any clothes on. He even had a calendar once, but his dad made him throw it away.
What kind of calendar was this?
It was all...
It was different. Spider-Man. Different. It was just a normal calendar, but it was Black Cat. I don't know if you know that superhero. She has very large boobs, and it was like the July month. My dad came in the room, and what do you remember?
Yeah, what did he do? Did he beat him down?
No, he was. I was downstairs.
I'm sorry. I grew up in a domestic violent environment. Yeah.
But you turned out awesome.
Thank you.
You did.
Thank you.
And so, and I love your brother too.
Okay, we'll edit that out.
No. Yeah. No. I know.
He's a sharpshooter. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But so,
hey, Bobby's actually single now, Mom. Did you know that?
Yeah, my brother's single.
How old is he?
He's in his 50s now.
Yeah. Oh, that's 50s. Too old.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I like him young. I got an old one at home.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. How young, what's the exceptional age then you're looking for?
I like between 30 to 45.
My dad ripped down the calendar, though.
Yes.
He ripped it down?
He got mad at me.
He did?
Yeah, and then I about beat the hell, because he was saying it was pornographic. I said, for the love of God.
Really?
Ken, do you want me to go get your magazines? Those are pornographic.
Yeah. So were they in bathing suits? Was it bathing suit models or something?
The calendar on the wall was literally, it was a villain that was in, but she had like big cleavage.
The whole calendar was that, Jeremiah.
What?
With all these action hero girls.
No, that calendar, it was literally Spider-Man 1 month, and it was different villains, and like Venom 1 month, and that was literally 1 month. That's what was so crazy to me, is he ripped down the calendar. I'm like, that was just 1 month out of the 12.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, did you replace the calendar with a new calendar?
Did I?
I mean, you probably did it. I don't know. Yeah.
Did he cry?
No, but he was upset. And he
How
was
upset
mad.
Was he?
He was he's heated.
Yeah.
I know, dude. We had it up there with the thumbtack, and so when he tore it down, it just, you know how each month has the little holes, you know, and you flip them,
mm-hmm.
and he just ripped it down, and yeah, and I got it, and then he threw it in the trash, and I got it out of the trash, and I got some scotch tape. And I fixed a little hole. And,
I
hung
mom.
It back up.
Yeah, I know.
So you got along better with your mom than your dad?
He's a mama's boy all the way.
Is he a mama's boy?
Yeah. He still is.
Will you be my mama's boy?
See, I try to keep away from it. And then you're bringing it back out. You're bringing it back out. You
well,
want
that's
me to go
what
gay,
I
dude?
Was going to say.
You want me to go gay, dude?
We even think
you
alike.
You want to go gay, dude?
Will you be my boy?
Yeah. Do you think, was he open to, when did he start dating?
When he met Maya.
No.
No, did he go to any school dances? Do you remember him, like, in the tuxedos?
Yeah. Oh, yes, in limousines, and, yeah, he went to all the proms, and, yeah.
Yeah, and then he did.
He dated a lot of girls. They were all beautiful girls, not as pretty as
But they had to Maya. Get by you, though, right? They had to get by you.
Yeah,
you had a kind of surveillance and
monitor. He just liked He didn't want him to stick around. He didn't want girlfriends. He just wanted to go on dates.
Really?
Yeah.
And then how...
Didn't you, Jeremiah?
What?
Who was a steady girlfriend?
I didn't have any steady girlfriends.
That's what I just said. You just liked going...
On dates.
Yeah, to the prom and dances and...
Oh, yeah. The once a year events. I'm like, this is a lot to deal with throughout the entire year.
Remember when I picked...
I was always focused on like, I'm going to do the... I've got to shoot my sketches and my stuff. I'm like, girls, take time.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Do you remember when I picked you up with my girlfriend's daughter?
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Think about that before you say it.
Is
it cool to talk about it?
I can say anything I want.
Okay, there you go, Miss Walker.
I'm the mom.
If you're cool talking about it,
are you okay with
it? I'm cool talking about this.
Well, yeah.
And she was a very pretty girl. But they were about as white trash and country as you could get.
Really?
Yeah. But she was beautiful.
She was?
She really was beautiful.
Was she guzzling like beers and stuff?
Oh, no.
No, that was my mom and while we were at
Okay.
No, that's a true story.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
My mom and her mom.
Were alcoholics together.
Wow, this is happening. They got wasted at a dance.
She had to raise kids, man. Give her a break.
Where she forced
you,
enabler. Where she forced.
No, I'm just saying.
Next time I come to California, can I stay at your house? He won't let me drink.
Well, I don't want to enable it.
No, you just did. So
No. We're okay. I think we'll get you a nice hotel.
Well, that's what we usually do. He gets me a nice hotel and they place me here. But I'm like, oh, hell to no. I have grandbaby. I won't drink. I said, I won't drink then.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop for him or anybody.
Yeah. What was your what was the beer of choice?
Oh, Miller Lite. All the way.
My dad, too.
Oh.
Miller Lite. Rest in peace.
Does he look like you?
A little bit.
Hmm.
Yep. They both have rotting teeth. I'm so sorry.
Jeremiah. So sorry. That is so mean.
You gonna do that this episode, dude?
I'm really sorry,
dude. Put respect on my dad's name. Dude. Put respect on his name, dude. Put respect on his name.
I apologize.
Are you gonna go? I'm gonna make you go back to his ashes.
If he was in a domestic,
and you're gonna apologize.
Listen, Jeremiah. I apologize.
Unbelievable. That was the lowest low you've done,
for him.
Bro.
So sorry.
That was so low.
It came out of my mouth, and then I regretted it.
You're gonna bow down
to the ashes,
like a Buddhist to Buddha.
Wow. I apologize.
So
let's
go back to this gal. So she wasn't good enough for Jeremiah, was she?
No, but no one was till he met Maya. Maya's the love of his life.
There you go.
Facts.
So that's a fact.
At this school dance, she forced me to go to the school dance. I didn't even really know this girl very well, but my mom's like, "You are gonna go."
Oh, you peer pressured him?
Oh, I made him.
You
made him?
Oh, yeah. It was about 100 miles from our house.
My mom.
They lived in a small town.
Yeah.
We had to drive quite a ways to get to this dance.
Were you there? Did you tell him what to say?
No, he's always been able to communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you encouraged him to do this.
No, I made him.
You forced him.
No, I did.
She said, "You are doing this for me. She doesn't have a date. You're going."
I said, "All the things I do for you, I don't ever ask anything from you, and you are doing this
Why
for your
this
mama.
Why this particular girl?
Because I felt sorry for her.
You knew her situation, didn't you?
Yeah.
She didn't have a date.
Oh, no. Okay,
so she really was a pretty girl.
Yeah.
But living out in the country... They had more girls than boys at the school. And so a lot of the girls were going together because there was only so many boys that could take the girls.
Mm.
And some of the girls had to take their dads. And my girlfriend was upset. Well, you know, they have father-daughter dances. That's what they did.
Oh. That exists?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there was a couple dads that showed up, but it was mainly... The girls that didn't have a date, they would be with, you know, one of the other girls from school. And my friend, or whatever her name was, said...
We can bleep that. We'll bleep that part out. That's
okay.
Yeah.
They were just... her mom was really sad. It was making me sad. She said, "Candace doesn't want to go with one of her girlfriends." And I really... And this was just, what, high school?
Mm-hmm.
16 years old?
So sophomore, junior?
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. So when I went home, that's when I told Jeremiah, "It's in 2 weeks and you are definitely going, oh, no, I'm not,
Was
Mom.
He scared?
he just didn't like her.
I was scared she was going to sit on me.
She, oh, baloney.
What is wrong with you, this dude, your energy, bro? Come on, man. Have respect on it.
Jeremiah.
What?
Please.
You're being really naughty.
Yes. Be nice to her.
I'm being nice.
Was she bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, she was.
I wish I was that big now.
How big
I
was
wish
she?
I was as big as she was.
How big we talking about?
She wasn't. She had a little bit of a tummy, and he's always liked thin girls.
Okay. My God, this is great. This is great. Keep going. So she had a tummy. Like she had a beer gut.
No.
You said
like
a
little tummy, like a little tummy.
Just a little gut.
A little bubble.
Little dough.
Yeah.
Boom.
But her face was gorgeous, and her legs and arms.
Good.
Yeah, she just had a little bit of a tummy, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You're exaggerating. Anyway, so I didn't say anything to her mom, but when I went home that night,
I was the DD of my own. Of
not
till
on
dance.
The way home. I was getting ready to tell that.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
So go ahead.
Keep going.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, so I went home and I told him that the dance was in a couple of weeks and he was taking Candace and he said, oh, no, I'm not. I said, oh, you definitely are. So we went back and forth and I reminded him that he was doing this for me. So he loves his mommy so much. Mm-hmm. So he did it for me. My girlfriend and I, we were sneaking out the gym door, guzzling our Miller Lights.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been a party
girl.
So
you went to the dance, too, to chaperone?
No, not so much. Like I said, we watched their first dance.
Yeah.
And then when they started mingling and, you know, drinking punch and having little cupcakes, whatever, that's when my friend and I, we'd go outside and start doing shots of tequila and drinking our beers.
Mm-hmm.
And so about an hour later, we went back in, and it only lasted like an hour and a half. So, yeah, we were pretty crunked by then.
Wow, really? At the
My
school
mom
dance.
Listens to a lot of Lil Jon.
Yeah.
I do like Lil Jon.
Yeah. Did you give her a goodnight kiss, your date?
Nope.
Why not? She said she was pretty.
Because I probably hadn't kissed a girl up to that point. So I was like, this ain't going to be the night. This ain't going
to
be the night,
he
brother.
He didn't want her
what
to
do
be
you
the
mean?
First kiss.
That was definitely the night.
No.
Your mom vouched for you, man.
No, I was just proud of him that he went and danced with her. And
you saw him slow dance?
Yeah, and he was kind to her.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. He
right
wanted
thing.
To leave, though, as soon as the dance was over.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
His attitude was bad.
The lights came on. I was like, all right, got to get
her out of here.
Jeremiah.
No, he did.
You got to walk her to the limo, man.
Oh, no, we didn't have it. They were
oh,
poor
sorry.
Family.
Was in the middle of nowhere. Oh. Walk her to the tractor that we were at in Missouri.
Oh, so.
It was in the middle of nowhere,
I'm sorry.
Brother.
I didn't know
we
the
drove
context.
To the middle of nowhere.
Okay, but did you at least hold her hand outside the gymnasium?
I don't.
No, I had to beg him to, when we were taking pictures. Can you get a little closer? Because
how close were they?
He wanted to stay about this far away.
So here
I
far
am.
Away?
He's like, take a picture. I said, smile. But you guys need to get a little closer. Yeah, you're too close to him.
Wow.
No, yeah. I had to go push Jeremiah towards her.
You literally physically pushed him.
Yeah.
Like, get closer,
well,
son.
Well, not push, but, you know, nudged
wow.
him. Nudged.
Your mom had to do
for
that,
the pictures.
Man. Why didn't you? You should have been more cordial with
her. Oh, did your mom take you to a school dance? Can you relate to this story?
No, I can't.
Okay, great. Great.
That would have been cool. It would have been cool.
So they invited us back to their house, and Jeremiah's like, Mama, this is where.
Oh,
no more. I do not want to go to their house.
You should have gave him a couple beers just to loosen him up.
Oh, I've been trying to give him beers for ever since he turned 18. Because of me.
That should be a challenge.
No, because of me, that's why he doesn't drink.
The Miller Lite Challenge. Yes, yeah. Write that down. Game changer.
Stevie.
No, no, see how he's doing this?
Okay, boys, well. You guys have fun.
You're not off the hook yet. I want one more Jeremiah story when it has to do with the date, and it could be a church story. One more.
Date story?
Yeah.
Oh.
Date or dance.
Oh, this
story is
interesting coming from my mom's
senior perspective. Senior prom. Do you remember that? Jeremiah's senior prom.
Yes. And she was stunning, absolutely gorgeous. And his best friend Spencer was, what do they call them when they're the king in the school or whatever?
Prom king.
Prom king.
Yeah. And do you remember her name? I remember she had long dark hair.
Woo!
Alexa?
Yeah. And
Asian. Hello.
That's, there you go. It all makes sense, doesn't it?
See? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It all makes sense. Now I'm putting the pieces together.
We
it all makes sense.
It's in the eyes. We don't care about teeth.
It's the almond eyes.
I don't care about teeth. It's all the almond eyes.
Right?
Yeah, your teeth. You know, we can cover this up. Yeah.
They're I want to know, what do you do? Dude, this is great, dude. We're going through the history.
As long as you brush them before we
we
go to bed.
Shout out to Colgate. I do.
Good.
Worst endorsement ever.
You're saying the wrong shit this episode. Colgate? You know that? You're saying the wrong shit, bro.
Colgate's going to have a worse name than Pizzagate after this
episode. Ryan, do my teeth look good? Game changer.
Great, man, of course.
They do.
Fantastic, dude. Colgate smile.
Do they look good? Dude, look at them.
I think they're
That's
pretty.
That's white, dude. Pearly white. Now, let's go back to this Asian, nice Asian girl that you brought to prom. Mm-hmm. How did this happen? Do you remember
and
her?
They came from a lot of money. And his best friend that was the king, we all gathered at their house and took pictures. And we all moms, we pitched in and got the limousine for all of them. Mm. I didn't go to the, because he was, 12th grade then. So none of us parents went to the dance or anything. But they had a blast. And
what did he do for kicks, son? What was he doing for kicks back then?
Oh, basketball. Love basketball.
Of course it was basketball. It's all making sense, man. I'm putting it all together.
Yeah.
So he was all about it back then. Because he's obsessed now, still.
Well,
he still plays.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And I encourage it. We all like things that we're good at.
He's good, huh?
He's excellent. Like, he should be on a professional team.
Like, that's where the mom confidence
comes
from.
Right, but how often would he go to the gym and play basketball?
Oh, I always had him on a team.
Always?
Always.
Yeah.
So every season he was on a team.
Oh, yeah. I went to all of his practices, all of his games.
Good job.
All the other moms, they didn't stay for the practices, did
there
they,
you
Jeremiah?
Go. Yeah.
They just stayed for the games.
Yeah.
But I went to the practices.
You went
the
to
games.
His practices?
Sometimes. Yeah.
And I always took, I never missed a practice.
Now, do you remember the standout basketball game where you're like, that's my son. I am so proud of him.
Are you kidding?
The one game that stood out, whether it's the league or whatever championship.
Every single one. No, sometimes I'd embarrass him because he got a lot of baskets, always more than all the other young men.
So he was,
one after the other.
How many points would he average a game, would you say?
22
points?
You think 22 to 28?
Back then?
He was really good.
So he was good, legit, like he was.
Legit, no, yeah. They
usually have a double-double every game.
I don't know what that is.
If I don't get a double-double every game, then
I don't know what a double-double is.
I'll explain. It's when you go into the double digits for points and rebounds. That's one way you can get a double-double. If I don't get a double-double every game, then I feel like I didn't play very well.
So was he on the high school team?
For a little bit. I got cut. That was one of the reasons I went to comedy.
You got cut from the team?
Yes.
Because we weren't rich.
So what does that have to do with the team?
Because
I don't think that has that.
I do.
You really?
I have my opinion. Yours.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd embarrass Jeremiah because probably.
So you know how there's parents in the stands that are like, "Yay!" She'd be like, "Ooh!" She'd be after like every point.
Really?
That's my baby.
Oh my! She
like,
did that. That's like a movie.
Dude.
I stand up and I go, "That's my boy." That's
after
my boy.
Every point.
Every point
in the gymnasium.
Oh yeah, on the bleachers.
Now, how would the other parents look at you?
Oh, they just laughed. They loved me.
Oh, they loved it.
They thought I was
it.
Funny as hell. Yeah.
Wow.
But if you're if you're doing into the double digits every game,
and you kept your energy level up.
Yeah.
Oh, she was
yeah. It was a great workout for me. I was like the cheerleader.
Now, were there cheerleaders that went to the games? Didn't you? I mean, you would think you would date one. That's all I'm saying.
No,
cheerleader, a head basketball player.
No,
on varsity.
Not. I love my roses.
That's
thanks
all for
again.
You. That's your day.
Thank
that's
you.
That's all for you.
The girls would chant and say things, but they didn't have uniforms. And, right. You know.
Do you have any chance for Steve?
What are you talking? Dude, don't do this right now. Come on, man.
Like, give me a D.
Give me an I. Give me a C. Give me a...
What, do you want me to finish it?
Yes.
Give me a Z.
Well, that's close enough.
I said, give me a D, and she said, give me an I and a C.
Say it again. Give me a D.
Oh, my God.
Give me an I.
Give me a C.
Give me a Z.
Give me a K. That's what
I know.
You said Z last time. You got to pick a different
letter.
Give
me an M. What's that spell?
Dick'em.
There you have it, folks.
I'll take it.
Yes. Thanks however for coming I on. It. I want to know more about it's interesting to me. Hey, man.
Hey.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Oh, this old thing?
Yeah.
I got that at jeremiahwatkins.com under Scissor Bros merch. There's a 20% off sale right now.
20% off?
Are you a frugal brother?
Yeah, but that's like along the lines of my budget.
Yeah, you can get this shirt for just 20 bucks.
Only $20?
Right now. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? Just grooving with you.
Hey, you can get all of this, plus more.
Where?
You know where.
Patreon.com/Scissor Bros. Patreon.com/Scissor Bros.
Patreon.com/Scissor Bros.
For what? What do they get?
Only $5 a month will get you a weekly bonus exclusive episode that doesn't live anywhere else except on Patreon.
Patreon.com/Scissor Bros. Patreon.com/Scissor Bros. Turn around.
You won't regret it.
Patreon.com/Scissor Bros.
New Stand Up on the Spot drops Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Kev on stage, Brian Moses, and Orny Adams. Subscribe now at youtube.com/@StandUpOTS.
He was always awesome. Awesome.
Very good, right?
And he's always been hilarious.
Yeah, always.
He was always the class clown.
Always.
And he would go to the football games and stuff, and he would he'd dress up, he'd have paint on him, and do all crazy sorts of stuff.
Was he in band? Was he in the band?
Oh, he wasn't in the band, but he was in a lot of drama, a lot of acting at the school, and he always got picked for...
Always.
One in the head. No, he really did. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah. No, I know you are.
He was a straight A student. I mean, he was a model child.
You he raised was... a good one.
Thank you. All of my children.
So you didn't have to worry about finding a pack of cigarettes in his desk or condoms in under his bed or.
Oh yeah, he was my perfect child.
He was the angel child.
Yeah, you met his sister.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, she's a good girl. She's a good girl.
She's a beautiful, sweet, sweet girl. And now that she's a mommy.
Yes. But
when she was a teenager, she was no Jeremiah. She snuck out the windows, met boys.
Really?
I found everything from her. She'd be smoking cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, having a little nip of gin.
Yeah.
A little, you know.
So with him, you could just leave the door unlocked. Leaving.
If he told me mom would be home at midnight... He's home at midnight. He was just perfect. He really was a perfect child.
It all makes sense.
No, and all
it makes perfect sense you know the way
how,
he is.
Yeah, you know how parents...
Just an angel.
Yes, he is. He's still... And now he's a perfect husband and a perfect daddy.
He's so responsible.
And a perfect comedian.
Yes.
Oh, he's so funny.
And the hardest... When did he get his work ethic? That's the last thing I'll ask.
That's what I get from my mom. I will say that. I get my work ethic from my mom. Yes, 1,000%.
Because his work ethic...
Mine always has been.
You can't
too.
Compare it to anyone. Mm. And you got it from her?
Yeah.
I'm always doing something.
Mm-hmm.
My home's always.
But at odd hours, right? At odd hours?
Oh, yeah. My home's always immaculate.
She pulled an all-nighter coming into LA because she had to get the house in order before she left. She cooked meals for her husband.
For
she
the
made
week,
sure that the yard was good. She pulled an all-nighter, like flying into LA.
So what
that
do
gives
you
an example.
What does she do out in the yard?
Drink Miller Lights. What do you think I'm doing?
What are you planning, though? What are you planning? Are you planning?
Seasonal flowers. It depends.
You do flowers?
I have flowers. I have a little over, just a smidge over an acre.
You got to come.
I keep begging you.
Yeah.
Are you going to come in July to Kansas City?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I mean, I'm still working on it, man.
No,
I'm still
asked him last time, didn't I? I said, I wish he'd come.
Well, where would I stay? Where would I stay, though? Oh, see.
I'd give you a few choices.
Oh, I think I only have one choice with you.
You would have your own room. And Jeremiah would have
have your own front door, your own back door.
No.
No, I would give him his own room.
You would?
Yes, of course.
Home-cooked meals?
Oh, I can make anything.
Can make anything.
Anything. I really am a very good cook.
You can make breakfast.
Omelets. I make a mean breakfast.
A Denver omelet?
Oh,
that's no
problem. No. So you'll have your own room, but all I'm saying is you might want to bring a padlock or something to put on, because if when you fall asleep,
please.
Peekaboo.
No peekaboos, man. Oh, no peekaboos. Really?
You never know.
How many bedrooms you guys got in there?
There's a spare bedroom.
Okay.
There's two. Yeah. One's the baby's room now, though, because Whitaker, that's what we think his name's going to be, and he's going to be here in a couple weeks.
How are you feeling about that? How are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh. I've never been happier. Never.
Are you going to be here?
So he's my fourth grandson.
Are you going to be here?
Not for the delivery, but I'll be here.
For the DiGiorno.
Yeah. You know I just have fun with you and playing, and you know this is all silly.
Well, that yet to be
seen. So you be relaxed and you come to our home. You'll love my husband too.
Are there Asians
there? He's awesome.
Will I be the only Asian there in the community?
Are you Asian?
Korean American, yeah.
Really? I never know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Does it?
My mom doesn't see color and she doesn't see size, brother.
Well, I see size some places.
Yeah, okay.
Let me see your feet.
Oh.
No, you will have a wonderful time.
Oh, I know.
I'm a nana now.
I know.
And you'll love my husband.
Do you feel proud?
I love my husband.
Do you feel proud?
Hey, Mom.
What?
He watches pornography where he types in granny cream pie.
Dude,
and that's when.
Don't tell her that. Why are you telling your mom that?
And that's when a guy releases semen openly into an older woman. What do you think about that?
You're saying the wrong shit. That's point blank, dude.
Then why do you keep putting me off?
You're saying the wrong shit, bro.
Why? It's just because I'm Jeremiah's mom, right? Because I'm hot for an old girl. Don't you think I'm good looking?
Why did you just say that? That's bothering
me.
Well,
now my feeling...
Dude, that's bothering me, dude. We're going to talk after the camera's off.
That hurts my feeling.
Yeah, what do you feel about that?
That's bothering me.
Yeah.
That's what he searches for online,
dude.
Mom.
You don't have to keep on the topic, bro. You said it once.
So what's wrong with me?
That is respect. You're Jeremiah's mom.
So that's the only reason because I'm Jeremiah's mom.
Well, I have a girl. I have a girlfriend too. That's
well, if you're doing that with
reason.
Other grandmas, then I don't get
it. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Scissor Bros. Make sure to join our Patreon for that exclusive content, a bonus episodes.
A boner episode?
Bonus.
Oh.
Bonus.
I just say, bonus. I want to make sure I see that episode.
Yeah, bonus. I love the Watkins.
We love you. Yeah. All of us do.
Your dad, too.
I know.
I got love for your pops.
And my sister.
Yeah, your sister. I haven't met the brother yet. I haven't met him yet.
He's incredible.
I want to meet him. I want to meet him, too. Yeah.
Yeah. He's more like his mom. He's not an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Not yet. He might if he didn't slow down. Mm-hmm. But he likes to drink.
Is there a Starbucks around there?
Oh, my gosh. No.
No Starbucks?
No.
I need my Starbucks.
No, they're everywhere. And I couldn't understand. Why would you go spend, whatever, $50 on
it's
a
delicious.
Cup of coffee?
It's delicious.
And when you go to McDonald's or Quick Trip and get whatever those things are.
Oh, you have Quick Trips out there.
Oh, Quick Trips everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I couldn't figure that out. But today was the first time I was ever there because I went to a prehistoric museum with Wilder and Maya. And then we walked down to a Starbucks. First time I was ever there. And I guarantee you, I had the best blueberry muffin I've ever eaten in my life.
What's so good about it?
Everything. It was...
I got to become more successful so I get my mom better muffins than Starbucks.
They make them better than Starbucks?
Yes,
mama. Really?
Yes,
mama. And I had the
Frugal
best...
Bros. It's hard to
I
shake.
Know.
It's hard to shake.
And it's showing.
I'm not a baker. I don't bake.
Why not? Why not?
Because I've watched my weight my whole life. You know, I've tried to.
Oh, I got.
Hey,
I,
hey.
Yeah, I got. You know, I got something here too.
Keep this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now that I'm a grandma.
You
it's one
your,
good
you
thing about
life.
Being a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm a gilf still.
Dude, who taught you that word? Did he touch?
My mom still listens.
How do you know that word?
She still watches current movies and watch. And
yeah, what are you watching?
She listens a lot of rap.
Like Snoop Dogg?
Oh my gosh, I love Snoop Dogg. Yeah. And when he got to, meet him, I have a picture of him together.
You met Snoop Dogg? Dude?
Yeah, I have a picture of him. Oh, and there's Oh, I love 50 Cent.
You really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, and she seriously loves.
She
rap
does.
Music.
You like them?
Oh yeah. Nelly. Oh my gosh.
Nelly.
I love Miss Nelly.
Look what she did with her feet.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
I'm already through
really?
Hearing.
Some, oh my. Yeah. What about R&B?
I love.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Oh. I love oldies too.
Yeah.
The oldie.
We grew up on Steve Miller, Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly.
Oh, like oldie
oh,
oldies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be the day.
Yeah.
When you say goodbye, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, say you won't leave. You know it's a lie, that'll be the day.
That'll die. You tell he didn't get his beautiful singing voice from his mother. I cannot sing.
He got everything from you.
His dad has a good singing voice. He got that part from his dad. But
he loves you because you're crazy.
But everything else, yeah, he probably got from
yeah.
me.
One last thing. He said...
You keep saying that. I thought
no,
I was
no,
only
no,
going to be out here for
thing.
A couple
no, we
minutes.
We love having you. We love having you.
Well, you don't love you know, having me as much as I want
hey, look
you
at
to.
The, well, I gave you the flowers.
I the know, flowers roses. For the house.
Yeah.
I know, but you didn't... I mean, you don't really have me.
No,
you,
no.
You love having me, but I want...
Yeah, I do. That's why you're still in. I didn't want to... I want you
okay,
to stay
that,
longer.
But I want you having me.
What was the last question, huh?
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Yeah.
You said the last question.
Oh, you mentioned... Because, you know, my dad passed away a few years ago.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
so
okay.
My mom.
But you mentioned life, like... And he said an analogy. You said it's like coming back from the carnival. Like you're walking
oh,
back
life.
Now. I love that analogy. It was you're so always, poetic.
No, it's true.
From the
like,
fair.
How'd you get,
you
where'd you get you that? Go, from the fair. From the fair.
No. When you're young, you're getting ready to go to the fair. And when you're middle age, then you're at the fair.
Mm.
And when you're older, now they're like, the fair's over. You're coming back from the fair.
Right.
Yeah. It's just different. It's just different stages. They're all wonderful, though.
Can I tell you where I'm at?
They're all wonderful. Yeah.
I'm walking back from the fair.
You're at the fair right now.
Yeah, no. I'm actually walking back.
Yeah, your age.
No,
you're
yeah.
hitchhiking back
no,
home?
No. Wait, you say, what, is it a car? Because I don't have a car?
Well, that one.
You're saying the wrong shit this episode. I'm just letting you know. You said a couple demeaning things.
This is one of the meanest I've ever seen.
I'm letting a lot slide.
We'll talk about it on
okay,
Patreon.
Okay, we'll talk about
it
on Patreon. But I think I'm walking back too. Yeah.
We could walk together sometime.
I knew you were going to say that.
Give it up for my mom, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Yay.
We love you.
I love both of
we
you.
We love you.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are doing awesome.
Okay, let's... Cleanse the air with some scissors. I know a lot's going on
oh,
right now.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Can we do some respect scissors for my mom?
Yeah, because I got nothing but respect.
I know. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Say it out loud.
Nine, ten.
Are you at home?
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15
and 16.
Oh. Sweet 16, baby.
We've never interviewed my mom that long before. She was like an actual guest of the show.
I loved it.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, because it's like
you got some
it was refreshing for me hearing it from your mom. Like, because you don't remember the stories the way she remembers stories.
Well, I have obviously way different memories of some of the stuff that we were talking about. But like, we have not talked about that dance in. We haven't talked
but
about
she
that
remembered
in like
it.
15 years.
She
bro.
Remembered it.
Oh no! Yeah.
You should have at least walked her out. I mean,
I was nice.
You were nice.
Yeah.
Your hair looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So
new cut. Yeah, leave where'd a you comment go? Below. A for my mom. Show my mom some love in the comments. And B, you like the new haircut? So far, I've been getting pretty positive response.
So some nice comments.
People are just like, anything's better than your last haircut.
Really? They've been saying that. And what did you say to the barber when you were in there? Did you say just make it different?
I told her, yeah. I was just like kind of shorter, but like where I kind of mess it up on top, like messy on top.
And then
like
you still product cut. Same products you use?
Yeah. Way less though. Way less. I'm going for more of a dry look than really? A lot of times it was like very like. And then, I never, yeah, you know.
And then did you say, what did you tell her to do in the back? Did you just say, just blend it?
Yeah.
Nice?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. My girl cut my hair too.
Yeah, I see the lines.
I mean, it's pretty even, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, I like your mullet.
You do?
Yeah.
Ryan, you don't like it so much though, do you?
I like that you have a mullet. I don't like the execution of the mullet.
Hashtag game changer.
Hashtag game changer.
No, like if you blended the sides, it would look pretty sick.
So it's instead the sides that are bothering you?
Hmm? Yeah.
Because it's not blended at all?
Yeah. Other than that, it would be fine.
So, okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, guys, this has been very... We did not expect
your mom, that was the longest your mom's...
I didn't expect for us to talk. I told her she was going to be in here for 10 minutes.
I know
you did.
And then
we just kept going. You're like, and one more thing. I was like, well, this is. I liked it, so I had fun.
Well, I knew because she was kept getting on a roll. And she
her in a rhythm with willing to share.
Exactly, and that's what I wanted. I'm like, I want her to share more.
Yeah.
There you go. Go to patreon.com/chizzabros too for that
bonus
episode. We'll
talk more in depth about the haircuts and stuff there and stuff like that.
You get the exclusive stuff there.
Like, for example, we put the uncensored Joel Vomit on Patreon, his uncensored American flag thong. We put stuff that might be a little too spicy for YouTube. Speaking of spicy, our hot sauce.
People love it.
They love it, dude. People have been reviewing it online on YouTube on hot sauce channels.
How does one get a hold of Scissor Bros hot sauce then?
We'll post a link in the stories and stuff like
today.
That.
Help
it's
out.
Good. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
RevolutionaryHotSauce.com/ScissorBros.
And you can put it on anything. Pizza, omelets, whatever.
It's really good.
Soup.
Yeah.
Broth. Anything. It tastes fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a fun episode. That was refreshing.
So we are actually going to toss it to a challenge now, which we've been waiting on this footage for a long time. But the reason why it took so long, obviously things come and go with different projects and stuff like that. This was a 7-camera shoot for this. This was our biggest, most advantageous challenge that we had done yet. And it took a long time to edit and just get together between the other challenges and projects. Shout out to Chris McMillan, who is our director of photography, who he shot this one with the help of Kenny Weber and the crew over at the Rec Room. We had multiple cameramen manning this shoot to help with us, and the Rec Room was nice enough to let us do a laser tag challenge. And you guys are going to dig this. It's like a live action video game between Steve and I with this laser tag duel. So let's cut to the challenge. And I hope you guys are enjoying this episode. And I think you're really going to love the challenge. Anything else you want to say, brother?
Oh, no. Still working on the album. So I'm halfway done. So just keep an eye out.
We'll keep everybody updated on that. But I saw that you, a story of the Casio that you...
Yeah, I got a Casio tone because I was doing a load of laundry and I'm like, I'll walk to Sam Ash. And I was in there and I'm like, and then because they had, you know, they're the cheapest looking ones.
Let's get to the challenge.
Welcome to the laser tag Scissor Bros challenge.
We're at
Huntington Beach Rec Room in the
Rainforest Room at the Rec Room.
And what's cool about this is what we're going to do today is we're playing best two out of three laser tag games. They're about 8 minutes apiece.
And then to explain the rules.
Yeah. basically, the first person with the highest score wins in that 8 minutes, or at the end of the 8 minutes, that person wins. So we found out that this is worth 100 points.
Yeah.
The shoulders are worth 60 points. So shoulders are 60, the chest is worth 100. So yeah, we'll find that out. And then when you get hit, you have 5 seconds to respawn and recharge and run away and try to shoot the other person again.
Yes. And yeah, it's gonna be fun.
And then the loser, this is the punishment. We're gonna be blindfolded and spun around in this giant room, and then it's like an escape room. We have to find our way out and search for it to get out. So
how are we gonna start this game? You wanna go in one corner, I can be on the opposite corner? I think that'd be fair.
So let's get in there. What do you say, Stevie?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, you got me!
Shit froze, dog. Oh, you!
Yes, yes, through the freaking hole, dude. Through the freaking hole.
The gun.
Yes! 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 Girl! Let's freaking go, dude! Let's go! You Oh, dang it! You 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 thought I was somewhere else! Dang it! Shit on you if you come close like that. Yo, my jam, dog. Yo, this is malfunctioning. There you go. Yo, dude, you gave me a janky ass gun, man! Yo! Dang it! Yo!
Let's see what these scores are, baby.
You got me.
Let's see what these scores are,
dude,
man.
Dude, I'm tired. I mean, that felt like a real...
Hey, you get tired.
That felt like Warzone, bro.
Like, yeah.
That felt like Warzone.
Yeah, I think you got me. Yeah.
What do you got?
640.
1020 to 640.
Oh, God. All right.
Slaughter.
Oh, slaughterhouse.
All right. Oh. One more game. Run it back. Here we go.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2. Oh! First point goes to you, my friend.
I don't got no points. What the freaking go, dude? Let's go. Dang it! Dang it! Freaking got me. Okay. Okay. You sharpshooter Watkins, sharpshooter Watkins.
Gonna do the win back. This is the win back right here.
What the?
Baby? Oh, you suck, dude. He freaking grabbed the nozzle of my gun. The barrel, not the nozzle. You suck, dude. You're rushing me. Suck it. Suck
yo,
it.
This gun's
suck it, you cheat. Suck it, dude.
What?
Who's good at Warzone now? Dang it, you got me.
You pussy. Show yourself.
You show yourself. I'm right here hiding in the shadows exactly where I need to be.
Can't hide forever, Watkins.
You can't hide forever, Lee. I'm gonna shoot you at any moment's notice. I'm gonna get this point. My life depends on it.
Come on. Ah, dang it!
Come out, wherever you are!
Dang it!
Come out, wherever you are! You f-
Dang it!
He likes to run like a little bunny rabbit, huh?
Dang it, locked guns.
He's running like a little bunny rabbit in this. You!
That's right! Is that all you can say?
You fool!
Ooh, I'm Steve. I know how to say four things during laser tag.
Oh,
dang it, you got me. Ah. Right!
I'm in a tough pickle.
Oh, you got me!
Mr. Stephen Lee. Oh. Mr. Stephen Lee, wrestling state champ. Baby. Woo! White people love camping. Oh, dang it, you got me. Show yourself, Watkins. Oh, you got me. Oh, you got me again.
What are you at? What are you at?
820. I know you got over 1,000.
1040.
Yeah. I was closer.
I was way closer.
Yeah, good match.
Yeah, I guess it's a good one.
I was closer. I got up to, yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Woo. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Chris.
I Dude, I am so sweaty. You're getting blindfolded for the punishment.
Yeah. What's so tough about that?
You got to find your way out of this place.
I know. I know. I'm looking forward to it.
There's so much, like...
No, but I'll find my way.
Okay, okay, okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Steve, how do you feel about us competing in that? Are you...
Yeah, I was satisfied.
Yeah?
I mean,
did you know, now, you being... better at video games than me. Did you think that you were gonna?
I think that,
that you were gonna beat
no,
me in this.
No, no, this is a whole different thing because it's live and yeah, you're a lot better like than this in Warzone.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, backhanded compliment, but I'll take it.
No, I think it was a real. I mean, you did good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got me a couple chest shots.
Dude, yeah, you had me on a couple when I turned around.
Yeah.
You shot my gun.
Well, I did better the second time because I at least got 800.
Yeah.
That first time you whooped my ass, but at least it was somewhat competitive. So good job.
You too, brother.
You won.
Yeah.
You won.
All right, we're going to blindfold Steve and put him in this thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take you. So you don't know where you're
at. That's good enough. That's good enough.
What do you mean that?
That's good. I don't know where I am.
No, no, that's the whole point of this.
I don't know where I am. That's I have no whole, idea where I am.
That's
is this
the whole,
good?
That's the whole punishment.
I don't know where I am. I don't know where I am.
That's the whole punishment.
Hey, back
up. He's going to place you still.
I still have to place you.
What do you mean? I'm placed. Let me find my way back.
I haven't placed you in the room yet.
I'm in the room.
I know, but I was going to do it deeper than where you're at.
Well, it's already deep. I don't know where I am. Fuck.
A little bit more.
Fuck, man.
You just got a little bit more to go, man.
All right.
Follow my voice.
Okay.
Follow my voice. Come on. Come on, this way. A little bit further.
I can't breathe. I have to breathe. Yeah, because this is...
Here, you can do that. Yeah,
yeah, I can't breathe.
Pull up the hoodie. Just like that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine. Can I go now? I don't know where I am.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Are you looking for Braille?
Shut the up! Let me do my thing!
Huh? Marco. YOLO.
It's gonna take him a while to get him over. Maybe not.
We'll see.
Oh, there you are, Peter. Notice.
Don't go for it. Don't go for it. There's equipment. There's equipment. There's equipment. Okay. 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 Whoa. 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 You out and say way colder. Like way colder, Steve. Do you know the game of hot and cold, Steve? Steve, have you ever heard of the game hot and cold? You are freezing cold now. You are freezing cold now. Oh, there we go. There we go. Now he's figuring it out. By the way, you would be the most obnoxious blind person ever. Freaking made it. That was amazing, dude. How hard was that on a scale 1 to 10? Let's get this off you so you can breathe. You okay? I want to help you get off of this so you can breathe. Let me help you. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Here, let me get you some water.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, buddy.
To Scissor Bros.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Hey, you did great, man.
I hope you guys enjoyed the content.
Yeah. You're great, man.
Good job. You won fair and square.
Thanks, buddy.
Please catch us live at a club near you, June 29th, or, you know.
Or if it's already happened, then.
Or if it's already happened, every Friday we drop videos. So, at youtube.com/Scissor Bros.
Yeah.
So
I feel really that was a fun one, huh?
Yeah, it felt like.
Were you panicking at any
moment? Yeah, I panicked.
Yeah.
Who did I touch one of you guys?
Yeah.
Did I touch you, Chris?
There's a PA in there that has a lawsuit.
Did I touch the assistant?
No, Kenny.
Okay.
You touched Kenny.
Kenny, I touched you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind touching you. Thanks for doing it.
Hello? Is anyone still there?
It's your pal, Gerald, and I just want to say I would have loved to talk to Jeremiah's mom, but nobody even remembered that I was fucking there. Anywho, happy Mother's Day to all the scissor moms out there. Hopefully you have an amazing weekend, and just want to show all the moms some love. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta call my mom. Maybe even go visit her. Alright, love you guys. Bye!
Stevie, I want you to go creamy.
Oh my gosh,
in
yes.
In my mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Please, I want you to be the grandpa to my...